or Year of Independence.
Big primary winners included Linda McMahon and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. That was a huge save for President Obama, by the way, I'll tell you as to why I think that coming up here in just a second. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Just a reminder, we are getting close to that day when you get to vote. Don't forget November 2nd. I want you to go to a calendar. Do you have one? I don't care if it's one of those horrible, greased up, ugly looking calendars, you know, that you got for free somewhere. It's hanging in the back wall by the dented washer that you have, but it's there somewhere in the house. Just circle it. Everybody who talks about freedom and the right to choose and what's going on in this country and how upset they are by what's happening, I want you to vote. Because if you vote, then you can bitch. That's the way I look at it. Then you can call this show and you can say whatever you want about whatever's going on in the world, and especially here at home in our own backyard. Too many people don't vote, and that's the reason why the voter apathy, especially when we're talking about, I'll say it again and again, I'll beat that drum, local politics, absolutely, and when we're talking about electing people to Congress or the Senate, you can and you would make a difference if more people voted. So you vote, you don't like what you're seeing, vote the person out. That's what you do. That's what you do. All right, scary things besides what's happened with these primaries. I'll talk about that in a minute, like I mentioned. But you've got a couple of things working with this whole ethics thing. What is going on with Congressman Rangel? It was like he went out on a bender or something crazy. I don't know. He was rambling all over the place, and I happened to catch it. Just rambling all over the map, trying to pretty much accuse the Ethics Committee of a witch hunt, which they got him cold. And he was, in his rambling and fumbling for something to say, he was talking about the fact that he didn't know when it was going to happen, and, you know, who cares? He is done with once you got four Democrats and four Republicans. He's done. He's gone. And he had been there forever. Maxine Waters, I think the same thing for the Congresswoman, too. I don't believe that she's going to be hanging around either. That's two big ones, California and New York. See what happens during the trial. And Rangel has more charges against him, and they're a little bit of a different nature. But I believe, and I've said this now for probably four shows, that they are toast. We're going to let you hear his ramble coming up in our next segment. We've talked a lot about Ground Zero and the mosque and who's pushing for the mosque, who's against the mosque, who thinks that the Cordova Initiative is a smokescreen, who believes in the Cordova Initiative. I mean, there are so many angles to this, I can't even count the angles. But the latest thing is that the New York governor is offering to help move the Ground Zero mosque. Governor Patterson said if the developers of this proposed mosque agree to move the project farther from the site, he will help. He is one Democrat, anyway, that says he doesn't oppose the project, but doesn't understand why it has to be in that particular site, which is what I agree with, shockingly, because I wouldn't agree with this governor on very much. But it's ridiculous that it has to be two blocks away. There are better pieces of property. There are cheaper pieces of property. And if the whole thing behind the Cordova Initiative, if that building and that center is truly about reaching out to Jewish folks and Christian people and atheists and agnostics and you name them, but we want everybody to be welcome here, then they need to consider, I think, building it in some other place. Mayor Michael Bloomberg disagrees with the governor. Last week, he made an incredible, impassioned plea. He really defended the project plan for Lower Manhattan. Patterson says he expects the State Public Service Commission, which has to sign off on the project, to follow the law and not politics in the review. Just follow the letter of the law. And come on, people are still reeling from what happened on September 11th. I mean, people directly impacted by it. So a couple of blocks away just won't work. 3,000 people died at the hands of Muslim extremists. That was the common denominator, Muslim extremists. So, and even Muslims died in that attack. And I know it's fanaticism of a religion that pushed those idiots to do what they did. And I believe this. It truly wasn't worship. I'm not buying what they're selling with the Quran. And now you have a poll that was just released, a Marist poll, that found that 53% of New York City voters polled oppose constructing the mosque there. Just 34% favor this idea. Favor it. And this is what's interesting. Finally, you have Bloomberg, who is such an egomaniac, that who's drunk with power and money, that he convinces the voters in New York that he should be the mayor for a third term. Remember, he was able to get that enacted. In other words, put it on the ballot, get people to vote for it, and there he is, your three-time mayor. And he is so dead wrong on this. I mean, politics aside, he is so wrong. That's why you're seeing those numbers in the polls. And because people can be a little bit more anonymous, they're being honest about their feelings. Wonder what, speaking of mayors and governors, wonder what the former governor of Illinois is thinking right now, Governor Blagojevich. Governor Blago is, I guess, marinating in what's happening around him, for lack of a better way to describe it, because the jury has been deliberating for more than a week. Somehow people are talking about this, but you've had long deliberations in this. And usually when you have long deliberations, it can bode well. I mean, a lot of lawyers might disagree with me, but it can bode well for the former gov, because Blagojevich faces 24 counts, including charges of trying to sell or trade an appointment to President Obama's Senate seat. And he said not guilty. They had all those wiretaps on Blago. And then you had people who didn't want to testify. And then you had some odd things and connections, dirty pool, typical of Chicago politics. And, boy, everybody was his friend until they weren't, when they found out about the wiretaps. Whoops, they got the taps on you. I'm out of here. I could use your help, but forget about it now. All right, speaking of politics, as we're going to talk about on the flip side, I'm going to dive into Congressman Rangel's bizarro comments and also what happened in Colorado and what happened in Connecticut and why it's significant. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
All right, a couple of quick updates. My investigators say the plane carrying Ted Stevens crashed into a mountain with such an incredible force that it left a 300-foot gash right there on the slope. Of course, NTSB is on the scene, and they say that they left a lodge. The former senator Stevens and his group left a lodge for a salmon fishing camp, and that's when they crashed about 15 minutes or so later. So it's pretty much after takeoff, and the weather might have played a big part in this. That's one of the key factors they're looking at as far as why the plane went down. Big win for President Obama, because the signs weren't looking very good, and they still aren't as to his coattails lately. But Senator Michael Bennett, whose campaign was backed by Obama, beat the Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff in the state's Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. So that absolutely would be considered a win for Obama, because it wasn't looking good. And that was, at some points during the race, pretty nip and tuck, back and forth. And he needed this. In other words, the Prez needed this. When you're the guy in the White House and people who desperately need your support are slurking away from it, that's not a good thing. And we certainly have seen that in the past in politics and with Republicans, too, depending on where a president was at and what was going on economically, I think, for one, and some other key things that are happening in the country or as far as foreign affairs are concerned. So anyway, Bennett held off an amazing challenge from Romanoff because he had him up against a wall. Now it comes down to what happens next, because Bennett's going to face Jane Norton maybe or Ken Buck, that's the candidate's name, in the next 80-some days, and that is a key, key race in the battle for the control of Congress. Bennett was appointed to his seat 2 years ago when Ken Salazar resigned to become, fatefully, the Interior Secretary in Obama's administration. And Bennett's appointment to the Senate infuriated a lot of Colorado Democrats because he never held public office before. The guy was a superintendent of public schools in Denver when he got that appointment. Romanoff was hoping for the appointment, and he didn't get it. So he had a big fat axe to grind. Now the Democrats are trying to unite the party in Colorado because they're going to have a tough time come Election Day on November 2nd. You got some pretty strong contenders. Buck would be pretty strong, I think. And even the female, even Norton would be. There's a lot of backlash in that state, a lot of backlash. Linda McMahon spent a fortune so far, and she's willing to spend up to $50 million. She won her Republic Senate primary, and now it's a race to the finish line in November for her. And this is a woman who would get into rings with in her husband's business and the business that she helped grow and run, rightfully so too as well, and decided they had enough of what, or she had enough of what was going on in Connecticut. And she was burning those heels off, knocking on doors and shaking people's hands and spending money. So she knocked out all the opponents on the Republican side of the ledger. Now it's a question of whether or not she can take Dodd's seat, with Dodd getting out of the fray. So she wins that with spending massive amounts of money, and she's going to face the state attorney general, Richard Blumenthal, who was unopposed on the Democrat side of the Senate nomination, and I think she's got a shot at it too. This is $25 million is what she spent. She's willing to go up to the $50 million. And she's the former CEO of the WWE. I mean, she built an empire along with her husband. There's a zillion jokes and wrestling analogies that we could throw out that people are throwing out on this. And what she's running on is the whole business thing. The self-made businesswoman growing the company. It was just 13 people. She was right there in the thick of it. Kind of like Meg Whitman is trying to do in California in her race for governor of California. Anyway, so those were some big things that were shaking across the country. But we know in 83 days is when we're going to really see if the winds of change prevail or it's the same old, same old. And I'm predicting we're going to see a lot of change. One thing that's going to change is the longtime congressman from New York he is definitely out. The things that he was doing with money, I can't imagine that there is not a mountain full of evidence. All you have to do is read the New York papers from like 6 months ago, probably even before that, a year or so ago, and they started to break little snippets on the story. So the Ethics Committee had to wake up from their slumber and say, oh, yeah, maybe we should look into it. But he was rambling all over the place when he was attacking what was happening when his trial was going to be and whatnot. Well, I'm going to let you hear the ramblings yourself. Listen.
All I'm saying is I deserve and demand the right to be heard. And if I hurt anybody's feeling, believe me, it's the equity and the fairness and the justice that I'm asking for and not your feelings. If it is the judgment of people here for whatever reason that I resign, then heck, have the Ethics Committee expedite this. Don't leave me swinging in the wind until November. Hey, if I was you, I may want me to go away, too. I am not going away.
Want to bet? I'd take that bet 10 times over. I think he's going away. Absolutely. But, okay, he was kind of dancing around there and not winning any favor of any favoritism whatsoever from his colleagues, who you want to talk about distancing yourself. From what I understand, people run when they see him walking down the hallways. Whoops, got to go in a different direction. Yikes, we are absolutely out of here. All right, quickly, I'm going to get to this, and Sam, you hang on if you're waiting in the wings. We're going to go to you next as we're almost up against it. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on whether you think we're going to see massive change across the country, you can do that. I don't care what your stripes are, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, undecided, whatever you are, I don't care, just as long as you have an opinion. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Republicans are really cornering the market, I guess, in generic ballot polls across the spectrum. And Gallup, we're seeing that swing. We're seeing it in the Rasmussen reports, too. In mid-July, after the Senate passed the financial overhaul bill, the Gallup poll showed Democrats leading Republicans 49 to 43 in the voters' generic preferences for the midterm elections. But Gallup's new statistics tell a different story. For the week that ended on Sunday, August 8th, it shows that the Republicans flipped the stats to their side of it, 49 to 43. So if we were to sum this up, Gallup's results showed a 12% point swing in a month. That's worrisome, I'm sure, to Democrats. Rasmussen results for the week ending Sunday gave Republicans 46% compared to 39% for Democrats. So you do this average of the 6 polls, and that's what Real Clear Politics monitors, and they show the Republicans with a 6-point lead, 46.7 to 40.7. Now, what are generic ballots? They gauge likely voters' inclinations, is what they call it, right? What you would likely do to vote for one party's candidate against the other, regardless of the personalities. So what does that suggest to you? And you look at the Fox News polls, they tilt conservative. And there you have Republicans scoring 47% to the Democrats, 36%. But now the fact that you have these other polls skewing, maybe not as much, but almost as much, man, that has to be worrisome to the Dems' efforts. Of course, people might say one thing, and then they go to the polls and they vote another way. Stay with us. We'll take them on the next side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Kate Delaney, American Tonight. We're swinging all over the place. That's why you gotta love this show. Water cooler buzz. We're not just pounding the same thing over and over again. Well, except for the thing about voting. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Yo, Sammy, what's shaking in your world?
Yo.
Yo.
The old Rodney Dangerfield joke, he went through a fight in a hockey game, broke out.
Yeah.
I think tonight in Cincinnati, he went through a fight and a baseball game broke out.
Yeah, what's up with that?
From what I'm hearing, one of the Cincinnati players said some not nice things about the St. Louis Cardinals. And even before the first pitch, from what I saw the highlights, your technician can, you know, I guess could tell you more. The batter and the a guy named Molina, I think the catcher for St. Louis, they were mouthing off at each other, and bang, you know, so we say that they dropped the gloves, and away they went. And what I didn't like, I mean, everyone was involved. Only the managers got tossed. not the two main combatants. So yeah. I'm thinking hopefully the umpires will send a copy of this tape to the National League, and hopefully there'll be some, you know, hopefully there'll be some action taken.
Yeah, that was a, I only saw highlights. I was not watching the game live or anything, but it was truly a bench-clearing brawl.
You got it.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know, when you're a kid, and you go to see a baseball, certainly hockey's a different animal, especially when I was going to watch when I was younger.
Right.
But when you go to see a baseball game and that happens, I mean, and it started in the beginning. There was obviously a problem between the two clubs that was brewing, because right from the get-go, there seemed to be some words. And in the first inning is when it happened.
Right.
That sparked the everybody jumping out of the dugout, and fists were absolutely flying, like you said. But
right.
That 8-4 win moved St. Louis back into first place in the NL Central, and maybe that's part of it.
They
were challenged, the Cards
right.
were challenged, and they have kind of tough characters, I think, on their roster, and that's what happened.
Okay.
And the St. Louis has won the first two games of the series, so they've been locked in a really tight race since a couple of months ago. I believe that was part of it.
You know, okay, now let's switch to what you were talking about earlier. Since I don't know that much, obviously Colorado is important to Obama. How important are we talking? Are we talking that if this senator wins, it could help Obama in the Senate?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a key spot in the Senate. There's 37 seats
right.
up for grabs, and that's one that where it could flip. And so that's why it's key, and it's also key because of the push that Obama's made, in other words, to really try to help Bennett get in there. And if he didn't get in there, then it looks like he's got no juice. Like, hey, you know, riding this guy's coattails, he can't even get Bennett in. He can't do anything in Colorado.
Right.
So that's also part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think Linda McMahon actually has a shot?
I think she has a shot. I mean, you know, it's she's spending the money. She's doing whatever she can. She's out there. I heard she was, when I made the statement that she was burning off her heels, she was shaking hands, talking
right.
to people, doing the whole thing. She really is doing that. And, you know, people are dissatisfied, even in Connecticut. You would think after all those years with Dodd, it'd be a tough spot for her to win. But apparently people are upset enough that as much as they might even disdain some of the Democrats voting for somebody like McMahon or a Republican,
right.
they might want change enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, because maybe they're just tired of...
Tired of the same old politics.
Yeah, same old. So, something new. And, well, I figure, look, if a former wrestler can become governor of Minnesota, I mean, with all the respect to Governor Ventura, I think she does have a shot because she knows how to talk, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's what she's running on. She's running on, listen, things are bad, I'm going to make them better. I've got the business acumen. I started with nothing but a handful of employees, and I helped make the company that I ran successful. Now, on the other side of it, they're saying, what does she know about politics?
Right.
And who cares if she was a successful businesswoman in a very violent sport?
Or as they like to call it now, sports entertainment. But
that's right.
Yeah, but you know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe she doesn't know politics, but I mean, she knows how to talk. So a lot of people are saying, hey, give her a shot. Let's see what happens. I mean, if I lived in Connecticut, I'd be tempted to vote for her. I mean, not because of her husband's Vince, and maybe because she was a successful businesswoman.
Right.
And, you know, she knows how to talk, you know, and she knows, you know, because, you know, sometimes I watch it and she knows how to, you know, talk and whatever.
She's good. She's good behind a mic. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think she has a shot. Oh, remind me if Julie and I go anywhere, we're not going to fly JetBlue.
Yeah, because they seem to have problems in JetBlue, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Well, you were talking about Sunday night, and you unfortunately had to cut me off. I was talking to Julie about, you know, going through this X-ray thing, she'd rather go through a pat-down than go through an x-ray thing.
Because of what it shows.
Right. She said the only person who gets to see her in her own natural would be her daughters, her gynecologist, and, well, of course, me, but that's another start.
All right, you tell Julie we said hi. You stay safe up there in Canada. Thanks. Hey,
take care, gorgeous.
All right, let's go to Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello. Nope. No Brandon, I guess. So we move on. Call back and we'll get you on. We are talking about what's happened now in the primaries and ultimately if anything, it certainly shows with Obama's coattails, he definitely escaped a cliffhanger with the Bennett win. But now, does Bennett win Colorado or does the Republican candidate win Colorado? And that remains to be seen, and we're not even sure who the Republican is going to be. But the people in Colorado are furious. They're furious about some of the things that have happened. And that's why the Bennett deal is such a big deal, because Bennett was not somebody who was steeped in politics whatsoever. In fact, he was somebody who was the superintendent that I already mentioned. And because of that, that infuriated just way too many folks in Colorado. Colorado, Connecticut, what else happens? What's brewing in California? Does Boxer get knocked down by Carly Fiorini? It's a good chance of that, but it's pretty tight in the polls. And I'll say it again. I've already mentioned this during this hour, but the polls say one thing, and I think there's a reason polls are important, and there's a reason why political people pay attention to them, because if they didn't mean squat, they wouldn't care. However, it is, especially when it's tight, when you're talking about 4-6 points, there's always the margin of error. When people go out to vote, that can still change. That can still change when it's very small, the gap. If it's a giant gap, when you're talking double digits, then there's a better chance that the polls are dead on. But when it's just a few points, really it could go either way. But that's an indicator when somebody, especially as an incumbent, that they're in trouble when it's that much, you know, when it's that close, instead of the bigger double digits or more. Couple of things that we're going to talk about coming up here on the flip side on America tonight. And news you can abuse. We haven't done news you can abuse in a long time, and I think we all need a laugh. And there's some really oddball stuff and declarations happening across the country. I mean, really odd stuff. Today somebody texted me to ask me if I knew that there was an asteroid that was part of a NASA plan that they were going to put a probe on an asteroid because they were worried that we'd have like a deep impact kind of effect on the planet Earth, almost like the movie Deep Impact, or what was the movie with Armageddon with Bruce Willis, and I can't remember who else was in the movie, but it was about that same thing that we have to destroy the asteroid. But this is real life, and this is something that NASA is going to spend money on in trying to stop the asteroid. So how soon is an asteroid headed for the planet? How soon is that on target to happen? I think it's scary. When I got the text and then they sent me the headline, I mean, I thought it was one of those, I thought it was like a FARC thing, but it wasn't. It was a true story. So I'll give you the date on that. Let's just say don't go out and run up your credit cards. If you're thinking, oh, it's happening really, really soon, I better not do that. Yeah, don't do that, because you'll be disappointed when you get the big fat bill for it. And don't think that you can just eat anything you want by going to the buffets because you have time. You have only a little bit of time. It's quite the opposite. Details on that and some other wacky, crazy things that are happening. We'll be right back.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And boy, we got a ton of it. And we start with the crazy story I read about the asteroids earlier in the day. Somebody sent me the text that I mentioned to check it out. I thought it was a joke, a FARC thing. But there's another, it's mostly pictures where they do this, but if you go and Google freaking, and that's what it's called, freakingnews.com, you see some of the strangest things you can imagine. And I suppose if somebody wasn't thinking clearly, they might buy what they were seeing or reading. But this is really a true story. This is really what's happening at NASA. NASA is talking about a land probe on an asteroid because it's hurtling toward the Earth. It is like a movie script, isn't it? What are you going to do? Let it hit the Earth? And the answer So the big riddle, though, is when is this happening? I was thinking, and this was from the Telegraph, which is a big paper in England. I was thinking, well, it must be sometime soon. Just by how the headline was written, it sounded, this potential clash, sounded like it was happening next week. Turns out that an analysis of the orbit of the potential disaster of this asteroid would be that it would most likely hit us on September 24th, 2182. 2182. So that means, by my calculations, all of us who are living and breathing right now are pretty safe. Scientists say they want to collect a sample of the rock to help forecast more of the trajectory accurately. And if NASA gives the plan the green light, then a spacecraft would blast off in 2106 to map out and collect rock samples from the asteroid. The asteroid is 1,800 feet wide, and the planned mission is called OSIRIS-REx, and it's one of the two finalists in competition for funding as part of a very cash-strapped U.S. Space Agency's New Frontier program. The other contender, gee, which would you vote for? The other contender is a mission to land on Venus, and the competing plans are discussed at a two-day workshop in Washington, D.C. They already started on Monday. They announce the winner next year, but they say the asteroid is potentially hazardous as it is within 280,000 miles of Earth, so its orbit would bring it closer to Earth, making it easier to reach than other asteroids. Truly, it seems like such a long time in the future, though, doesn't it? It really does. But it could easily hit us. We won't be around, but it could. And the plan mirrors the plot exactly of the Hollywood film Deep Impact. And what happened there is the White House sent a spaceship to land on an asteroid, which was coming toward the Earth. Remember the European Space Agency in 2008? They had plans to select a small asteroid near Earth and send a spacecraft to drill for dust and rubble, and they were going to analyze that. No, it's kind of intriguing, actually. And it is news you can abuse, because you see a dramatic headline that's called a tease, and you have no idea what the date is. It sounds like I mentioned, possibly this is happening next week, but it's really not. And we won't be here. It would be a grandchildren's grandchildren deal if it were to even occur. I'm sure there are other disastrous things that could happen well before that. All right, here's some other funny stuff from news you can't abuse. And it always amazes me the lengths of where people will go to, what they will go to, in other words, to get their names in the paper, to get their 15 minutes, or to avoid the police. In Keene, New Hampshire, the mayor of Keene wants to send a message: no drinking during city council sessions. The council was considering a measure that would have eased the open alcohol container ordinance, but the session was disrupted by supporters who were playing a drinking game. They were taking swigs out of containers labeled "not a beer." You know, you gotta love the ingenuity of that. The mayor, Philip Prigent, said there's no way to know if they were actually drinking beer, but they ignored the request to stop. The Keene Sentinel, the paper of record there, said three people were charged with disorderly conduct. It's Godzilla versus Grillzilla in Maine. It's a barbecue stand that's there, right? And they're in a trademark fight with the Japanese entertainment conglomerate that owns the rights to the famous movie Monster. Sarah Burnham and Jay Sweat operate, you gotta like that name, Grillzilla out of a converted Frito-Lay truck. They say that they were told they could keep the name or their green creature logo, but not both. They ignored the warning. The next move is now up to Godzilla's lawyers. See, there was their mistake. They should have just gotten rid of the green creature logo thing and kept the name, or done the other thing, kept the creature and got rid of the name. I think it would have kept the name, ditched the logo and just created a new logo. After all, that would be easy enough to do and make it kind of similar without getting yourself in trouble, I would think. Las Cruces, New Mexico. Ever go through any mazes? I'd be terrible at the maze thing. I can't even remember the last time. I went through a hall of mirrors, and I couldn't even... I was with my nephew, and I couldn't even find the way out. It took forever. And finally, I said, kid, we're going out the back way. Or we're going out the way we came in. So we didn't even find the exit to it. In Las Cruces, the corn isn't high enough yet, but the maze is going to be ready. A handful of people with surveying gear are marking off this year's Mesilla Valley Maze. That's what it's called. It's a 9-acre cornfield. They have a silhouette of a guy, a telescope, and the Disney dog Pluto. And it's meant kind of as a tribute to the discovery of the dwarf planet. Get it? Pluto was first spotted by a Las Cruces astronomer 80 years ago. Bet you didn't know that factoid. So the corn should be 10 feet tall when the maze opens on September 25th. Organizers say about 50,000 people will walk through it. Matt, have you ever done a maze? Have you ever walked through a maze?
I did do a corn maze thing at the, I think it was a Renaissance fair or a Halloween ride or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember going through it.
Were you good at, were you pretty good at getting through it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I love you. I love it when we get to the end of your stories. You don't ever recall the fact of when you were there. You were two?
No, it's just that a lot of these stories sometimes, I leave out the part where earlier in the night I was at a couple of establishments and then went out. So it impairs my memory.
Oh, I got you. I got you. All right.
This was recently. This was definitely within the last 3 years.
Oh, man. All right. So Matt, he's like those people in Keene with the drinking game. I can't remember. I know I went through it, but I can't remember. How about this license plate lottery?
I definitely made it to the other side, I guess, because I'm here now.
That's all that matters. You got to get out of the maze. That's the key thing, drinking or not. So this from Boston, our last one. It's a license plate lottery. Have you ever heard of those? R12, F17, and 55A. What it is the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. They put about 180 low number plates up for grabs. About 6,000 people applied last year. More are expected to enter this time around. They are very coveted plates, ladies and gentlemen. They used to be handed out by politicians to the well-connected. That's where they who got those plates. But in 1997, the process was open to everybody in the form of a lottery. I don't know. Why do people really care that much about their license plate? This is the weirdest thing. I bet you there's people listening, and you know all your numbers. You've memorized it. You know it. I hate it when I have to go somewhere and they want to know my license plate number because I can never remember it. Go figure. I don't know. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Idiot! It's simple!
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.